I've got a question here for you, Helen. This is from Sandy Fosnot, who says, why are yawns so contagious, even from a TV? He says a graphic designer in Dayton, Ohio, listens while he's at work, and finds yawns impossible to resist whilst watching them even on television.
Well, yes, I think you share a trait with about between 40 and 60% of people who find yawns very catchable. But unfortunately, the answer is we don't know. We actually don't really know why it is that yawns are so contagious. I think we're not even quite sure why we yawn anyway. There's lots of ideas as to what that is. But we're not alone in our catching of yawns. Chimpanzees do it as well. And it's an unconscious process, so we really don't know what it is. We've got ideas of why we might do it. It could be early on in human evolution that we needed to communicate how sleepy we were because it was important for groups of people to go to sleep at the same time and wake up at the same time, things like that. And so by yawning, it kind of synchronised group behaviour and that sort of thing. So that could be a reason why. People have actually looked at what's going on inside our brains when we are catching yawns, you know, by putting people inside of functioning magnetic resonance machines and, you know, looking at patterns of electricity inside your brains when you're watching other people yawn. And really, again, it hasn't really opened up much of an answer to what's going on. We get a lowering in the activity in a particular part of the brain called the periamygdala region, which is very deactivated very strongly if you have a person who really, really wants to yawn, because apparently the desire to yawn varies between different people. So we're really left with a bit of a question mark on that one still, although I did rather love some experiments I found a report of, which was at a zoo, and they wanted to see if this was cross-species. So they went round with people looking at animals yawning to see if it made us yawn, and seeing also if we could make animals yawn by yawning at them. And unfortunately, the answer is no. Someone did claim they caught a yawn from a lion, but I don't know if that really counts.
I feel a little bit like yawning when my pets. I have a pet dog, and when that yawned, I would feel the
It's possible.
Inclination.
I mean, it's a very peculiar thing, because it's not about an open mouth, because if you cover up a yawn, it's still contagious. And, you know, and it seems to be people who are more self-aware and empathetic people seem to take yawns more. So it's something to do with imagining how that other person you're looking at is feeling and kind of being empathetic about it. We begin yawning in the womb. I mean, yawning is an amazing, we don't know enough about what it is and why it happens, but it's a very good question and we'll keep working on it until we find out.
There's a researcher in New York called Gordon Gallup who did some work on yawns, and he showed students videos with people yawning and then looked at who yawned in sympathy and then did two things. He asked the students, instead of breathing through their nose, to breathe through them with their mouth open or hold a cold compress onto their forehead. And both of these strategies, when you hold a cold compress onto your forehead or breathe through the mouth, you can affect the yawning. So if you breathe through your mouth, you yawn more. If you hold the cold compress on your head, you yawn less. And his theory is that yawning cools the brain in some way, and it's to do with alertness. And if you have an infectious yawning behaviour, if you've got a bunch of people who are all sort of sitting around a campfire at night and there's a danger that some predator might come along, if one person starts yawning, then it means that everyone's getting a little bit on the tired side, and by cooling the brain and increasing alertness, then, because when you have sleep deprivation, brain temperature rises, we know that. This means that if everyone catches the yawn, everyone gets made more alert at once, which keeps everyone looking for any danger, which is his theory. So there you go.